To make of current events, call now, toll free at 888-677-9673. That's 888-677-9673. Now, open your Bibles, open your minds, and join the conversation with your host, Pastor Al Davis.
Well, good afternoon. Welcome to another edition of Live with Pastor Al. I'm your host, Pastor Al Davis. I'll be with you until 2 o'clock right here on AM 1220 The Word, and hope you'll be able to stick with us here this afternoon and not only, of course, on AM 1220, but now the FM station, FM 96.9, I believe. And we're glad to have that carrying programming from here on 1220, also on that of the Word. So glad to be with you today, and hope that we can be a blessing and an encouragement to you. And we're going to look at some things in the Word of God today, but also we're a live program. If you've got a question about the Bible or current events in light of God's Word, you can give us a call this afternoon. The telephone number is toll free, 888-677-9673. That's 888-677-9673. We'll get you on the air here this afternoon. All right, let's go ahead and open our program with a word of prayer here today. Heavenly Father, Lord, I want to thank you again for the opportunity to be on the air. We thank you for watching over us and giving us a good week this past week. Thank you for the program last week. We were able to talk about Easter and the resurrection of Christ with Pastor Lutz. So I just pray that, again, that was a blessing to somebody. Now I pray you just also bless the program today. Use us for your glory. Thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Well, I was mentioning Pastor Lutz's program last week, actually. If you tune in at 1 o'clock, you can catch his program, and then we're on at 1:30, and Pastor Rusnacko from the Bible Baptist Temple in Euclid is on at 2 o'clock, and that gives a three in a row. It's a good lineup, I guess. They put me in the middle, but just if you had a chance to listen to the program last week, Pastor Lutz and I did a combined program talking about Easter, the resurrection of Christ, and a number of issues related to that. And let me encourage you to visit our website, livewithpastoral.com. That's livewithpastoral.com. If you didn't have a chance to watch the program, listen to the program. I have past programs archived there at livewithpastoral.com. That's livewithpastoral.com. Started to mention another program that was here on Thursday. I filled in for Bruce Musselman on whereisgodsword.com or Where is God's Word? And there's a website for that, whereisgodsword.com. And I had a chance to fill in for him. We were talking about Daniel and chapter 3 with Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego being thrown into the burning fiery furnace. And I've not got that program from yesterday posted yet. When I do, I'll have it linked in, and you can find it. I believe you can find it on our Facebook page right now, though. And that reminds me, you can go to our Facebook page, facebook.com/livewithpastoral. That's facebook.com/livewithpastoral. You can find out more information there, too. And you can watch the program live right there. We're doing a live broadcast on facebook.com as well, /livewithpastoral. Well, I want to mention, too, that, of course, I'm the pastor of the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio. We certainly invite you to visit us. We have a Bible study tonight at 7 o'clock, meeting at the Richfield Holiday Inn Express, located at 5171 Brecksville Road. That's 5171 Brecksville Road in Richfield, and that's right there midway between Akron and Cleveland. Northern Summit County, right where Interstate 77 and the Ohio Turnpike, which is Interstate 80, cross right there in Richfield. And we're right off the highway, off both highways. In fact, the meeting room for the Richfield Holiday Express, where we meet, you can look out the window and you can see the toll booths for the Turnpike. That's how close we are. So I remember my wife and I visiting churches when we were missionaries, and we were on deputation visiting churches. I can remember getting some instructions on how to arrive at a church, and they would say, "Now, brother, you get off the highway and we're right off the highway. You get off the highway and drive about 5 miles and look for a sign for, and then head about 10 miles down that road until you come to such and such, and then turn north and head another 3 miles. But we're right off the highway. No, we are right off the highway. We are right there where 77 and the Ohio Turnpike cross, right there at the Brecksville Road exit. And you can find us 5171 Brecksville Road right there in Richfield, meeting at the Richfield Holiday Inn Express. I like to mention that because a lot of people don't have anything that they're necessarily doing on Friday night. And if you want to come someplace where it's informal and you can ask questions about the Bible, basically like we do in our radio programs. Our radio programs really came out of our Friday night Bible studies, and I do not set the topics. It's not like, well, come Friday night, we're studying on the third theophany recorded in the book of Second Samuel. No, we're not doing that. We come in. And people have questions, and they say, hey, what about this? Or I heard somebody talking about this, or somebody asked me a question about this. What's the Bible say about that? And so that's what we try to do, try to be responsive to deal with questions that people have. And I enjoy it because it gives me a chance to look at some things and to hear what people are wondering about or questioning about or struggling with. And so we cover quite a gamut. Some nights we'll talk about a dozen different topics. Some nights we'll spend the entire night on one topic. But it can be kind of interesting some nights. And we also have refreshments. There's coffee, tea, hot water, if you want tea or hot cocoa even. And usually people bring in some cookies or chips and different things. So it's just kind of informal. And like I say, we meet at 7 o'clock, Richfield Holiday Inn Express, in the meeting room. And that's the same place we have our church services on Sunday morning and Sunday evening, same location. And if you're looking for a church home, or you're looking for a place where the Bible is preached, why don't you come and check us out. We're a small church. We're kind of informal in some ways. We're certainly, as a Baptist church, we're not a big high church traditionalist type, but we try to stick with the Word of God. And we are currently going through the book of Galatians on Sunday morning, and then Psalms on Sunday evening. You can tell we've been in Psalms for a while because I'm going to be in Psalm 146 this coming Sunday night, Lord willing. So invite you to come out, visit us. And again, you can find links to all these things if you go to our Facebook page, livewithpastoral.com. You can link to our church. You can link to, or I'm sorry, go to our website, livewithpastoral.com. You can link to our Facebook page from there. You can link to our church page from there, all these different things. And I would also point out, we do try to put some of our services on Facebook Live as well through our church Facebook page. And again, just check us out, livewithpastoral.com. You can find links to a variety of those things. All right. Well, touching on a couple more things coming up, and let you know that coming up this next week from today, Lord willing, we are going to have Nathan Estreth with us, either in the studio or on the air. I haven't confirmed which yet. And for those of you who are not familiar with him, he is the running mate for Mary Taylor, who is running for governor of the state of Ohio. And Nathan Estreth is going to be running in the position of, he would be lieutenant governor should they win. Now, again, let you know, the primaries are coming up in May, and he is running along with Mary Taylor on the Republican primary ballot. And of course, we have Mike DeWine and John Husted on the Republican ballot as well. DeWine running, he's currently the Secretary the Attorney General, and Husted is the Secretary of State, and DeWine is running. He would like to be the Republican candidate, so he's on the primary ballot. And Mary Taylor, who currently is the lieutenant governor of Ohio, is running. She would like to be the nominee for governor, and she is also on the Republican ballot over on the Democrat side of things in the primary. You have Cordray, I believe, and Kucinich running. And so encourage you, if you're not registered to vote, contact your county board of elections and get registered. I believe there's still time for the election. I believe it's the first Tuesday in May. I'll have to double check that later, but I encourage you to do so. On April 9th, I believe it is. So, yeah, I appreciate that. It was just like a voice out of the air came into my head saying April 9th, but, or May 9th, I'm sorry, May 9th, I'm saying April. April 9th is the deadline for the registration. We'll get that set here eventually. April 9th is the deadline for the registration, and I'll do what I should have done here in the first place to get my pocket calendar out. And election day is Tuesday, May 8th. So deadline for registration is April 9th, and the election, primary election, is May 8th. So make note of that. All right. Well, you're listening to Live with Pastor Al, our toll-free number, 888-677-9673. And we've got John calling in this afternoon. And John, welcome to the program today.
Thank you, sir. I just have a real brief question.
Yes, sir.
In Genesis chapter 3, the fall of man.
Yes.
When Eve is being tempted, the serpent, had Satan been tossed out of heaven at that point, or is this all before all that took place?
That's a very good question. And for our listeners, of course, in Genesis chapter 3, where we have the devil, of course, in the guise of the serpent, he took the form of a serpent, and he's tempting Eve there. And in this particular point, the devil has already fallen, to sin, into sin. He's turned against God, and he's rejected God. And I'm going to, while I'm talking here, try to turn over here to Isaiah. But question you're asking about, has he been cast out of heaven? Are you referring to the casting out that's in the book of Revelation chapter, I believe it's chapter 12 or 11 or 12? Is that what you're asking about?
I believe so.
Okay, and yeah. Maybe I'll go there before I go to Isaiah. Let me flip over here to Revelation. And this is a question that comes up, and I've heard some people say that this event in Revelation has already taken place. But let me turn over here to Revelation. And we know the fall of Satan has already taken place by Genesis chapter 3, or he would not be, working against God, tempting Eve to sin, if he had not fallen. In Revelation chapter 12, we see a picture of a something happening in heaven, and John is watching this, and we come down to verse number 7. It says, "And there was war in heaven. Michael and his archangels fought against the dragon, and the dragon fought and his angels and prevailed not, neither was their place found any more in heaven." Then it says in verse 9, "And the great dragon was cast out, that old serpent called the devil and Satan, which deceiveth the whole world. He was cast out into the earth, and his angels were cast out with him." Now, let me read one more verse here. Verse 10, "And I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, now has come salvation and strength and the kingdom of our God and the power of his Christ. For the accuser of our brethren is cast down, which accused them before our God day and night." And I wanted to read that verse 10 there because that's important in understanding what's happening here. Revelation chapter 12, in the context of the book of Revelation, is in the section, the key to Revelation is given earlier on in chapter number 1, verse 19, where the Lord instructs John to, in Revelation 1:19, write the things which thou hast seen, and the things which are, and the things which shall be hereafter. And the things which thou hast seen applies to the first chapter here in Revelation, the things which are applies to chapters 2 and 3. That's a discussion of the age of grace, or I'm sorry, chapters, yeah, 2 and 3, the age of grace and the things which shall be hereafter, I believe is after the age of grace, after the believers are caught out of the world, and you can see John as a type of the believers caught up to heaven. Chapters 1, 2, and 3 take place on the Isle of Patmos. Chapter 4 takes place. He's caught up to heaven, to the throne room of God in heaven. And this is the things which shall be hereafter. And with that understanding, chapter 12 would be the things which are after, meaning hereafter, the age of grace, which would put this yet future. And there's another reason that I believe this is yet future too, is because in chapter 12 here, Revelation 12, verse 9 and 10, in verse 9, the devil is cast out. In verse 10, it says that he's come down. The accuser of our brethren is cast down, which accused them before our God day and night. And the reason I believe this is yet future is because when in Job chapter 1 and chapter 2, we see the devil coming before God in God's throne there in heaven and accusing Job. And you can see that in both Job 1, chapter 1, and chapter 2. But also, and some people say, well, that ceased with the cross. He was cast down then. Well, here's the other thing. In the book of 1 John, and this ties in with what we just read there in Revelation as well. In the book of 1 John and chapter number 2, the Bible says this, starting verse 1, "My little children, these things write I unto you, that ye sin not. And if any man sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous. And he is the propitiation for our sins, and not for ours only, but also for the sins of the whole world." Now, this is linked, I believe, with the statement there in Revelation 12, where it says, "The accuser of our brethren is cast down, which accused them before our God day and night." Because in John chapter, or 1 John chapter 2, we have a picture of Jesus Christ standing before the Father as our advocate. And the previous chapter, 1 John chapter 1, warned about us sinning as believers and confessing our sin, and even warned us that if we said that we don't sin, we're lying. And in chapter 2 here, Jesus is the advocate. If you tie that in with what we see the devil doing in Job chapter 1 and chapter 2, in Job chapter 1 and chapter 2, what the devil did is he appeared before God and he accused Job of sin. And then God defended him. And what we see here in 1 John chapter 2 is Jesus defending us, and I believe this is because we're constantly being accused. Now, the devil, of course, cannot spend all his time accusing you and me and every other believer in the world. There's a legion of fallen angels, other devils, that do the same thing, and they have access to God right now, I believe, where they accuse us of our sin. They often tempt us and try to get us to sin. And when we stumble and we sin, they go before God and they say, "Look, there's your servant. There's Pastor Al. He's supposed to be your servant. He's supposed to be a Christian. He's supposed to be a pastor. And look what he just did." And then the Lord Jesus Christ stands up and says, "Wait a minute, I'm his advocate. See the blood here on the altar? See the marks on my hands? I died to pay for his sins. I shed his blood as a payment for his sins. His sins are covered." And then when God looks at me, just like in Romans chapter 3, because I believe God looks at me and he sees his righteousness, and he says, "Hey, he's justified. He's not guilty. He's justified. His sins are forgiven." And the devil tries again. The next time, and each time Jesus Christ is our advocate. But there's coming a time, the Bible says, well, he will no longer be able to accuse the brethren, to accuse believers before God. He's going to be cast down. If he was already cast down before Genesis chapter 3, the Garden of Eden there, Who was he accusing before God? You know, do you see what I'm saying? Now, is that kind of what you're asking about?
Yeah, the reason I was tossing it about was because I knew that Satan had been tossed out of heaven for making himself to be as God.
Yeah, he lost his position. Battle. Yeah.
Right. I didn't know if that was part of the battle between him and God that led to part of his casting out.
Right. He was the anointed cherub that covereth, and as an aside to that, in Revelation chapter 4, when John's caught up to heaven, he sees four angelic beings. They're referred to as beasts, which just simply means a created being. And they're flying around the throne of God, crying, "Holy, holy, holy, Lord God Almighty," which was and is to come in Genesis 4, verse 8. And it may very well be that Satan's role as Lucifer prior to his sin, the Bible described him as the anointed cherub which covereth. It may be that he hovered over the throne, because you look at his description, you know, clothed with all manner of gemstones, which would have reflected the light and the glory of God as he hovered over the throne. And as he reflected the glory of God, he began to think that he deserved some of that glory and some of that worship and adulation. And that's where, you know, he fell from his position. He was cast down from his position, and he became the twisted evil being that he is today, and has succeeded in bringing about a third of the other angels with him. They became what the Bible refers to as fallen angels, familiar spirits. Angels that once worshiped God and now rebel against him. So,
got it.
But he enjoys access to the throne of God, where he accuses people. He accused Job. And then, of course, Revelation 12 says that he's the accuser of the brethren. But that access, in I believe that's going to be at the midpoint of the tribulation, a seven-year period prophesied amongst other places by Daniel in Daniel chapter 9. And that's the middle of that period is where the devil's access to the throne of God is going to be cut off, and this battle takes place, and he's cast down to the earth. There's some people that teach that this has already taken place. And some people teach that it took place, you know, before the Garden of Eden there in Genesis 3. Some people claim that it took place at the time of the cross or sometime around there. But the fact of the matter is, you know, in the New Testament, after the cross, the Bible still refers to our enemy, the devil, you know, who walks about as a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour, accusing the brethren, all these things. So I think this is yet going to happen. And
yeah, I may have to show up to one of your Friday night studies, but if I show up, it may end up being a 3 or 4 hour session.
Let me explain our Friday night Bible study. We start at 7. We officially go till 9. Last week I got out early. I got out a little after 10. I think the week before that I left about 11. So the study officially ends at 9, but, and some people have to go and understand that and all, but some people, you know, they're not in a hurry and they're talking. And so if we're not in a hurry, we talk too. So we enjoy it. That's one of the reasons we do it the way we do it. Cause if it was a regular church service, you couldn't do that. But yeah, on Friday night, and usually people aren't really in a hurry to get anywhere. And I guess as long as the coffee holds out, we're okay. So,
all right, thank you, sir. God bless.
Well, thank you for the question today, John. I really appreciate that. And I know if it was a question for you, it had to be a question for other people. And that's how God works a lot of times through the program. He helps. I've had people say, you know, I'm glad somebody asked that question because I wondered about that too. So I want to thank you for that. And we're coming up on the end of the program here, and appreciate our caller, John, today. And if we've been a blessing to you, I hope you'll listen to us again sometime. And like I said, you can check us out online at livewithpastoral.com. A lot of people can't stay up or just unable to stay up for whatever reason for our Friday or Sunday night study. our program. We're on every Sunday night from 11 o'clock until midnight. You can listen online to some of those programs or visit us at our church or our Friday night Bible study. We're out of time. I want to thank you for listening. God bless. Have a great weekend.
You've just listened to Live with Pastor Al. To learn more about Pastor Al Davis and Live with Pastor Al, visit our website at livewithpastoral.com. That's livewithpastoral.com. You can also like us on Facebook or listen to past programs at livewithpastoral.com. Pastor Al Davis invites you to visit him at the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio, Sunday morning at 11 or Sunday evening at 6. Or you can join us for our Friday night Bible study tonight from 7 to 9. The Bible Baptist Church meets at the Richfield Holiday Inn Express at 5171 Brecksville Road in Richfield. You can contact Pastor Al by writing to Pastor Al Davis at P.O. Box 452, Richfield, Ohio 44286. Or you can email Pastor Al at pastoral@maplenoel.us. Join us for more live conversation this Sunday night from 11 to midnight and again next Friday afternoon from 1:30 to 2 right here on AM 1220 The Word. Live with Pastor Al has been brought to you by the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio.